Hello, and welcome to Plant Powered Buddhist Podcast, where we are learning to turn our eating habits into a spiritual practice. I'm Sensei. I want to welcome you from wherever you're listening in the world. I also want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of my followers, my supporters, my clients, and my students. Without your support, I simply couldn't do what I do. I'm excited about today's episode, so with no further ado, let us begin. Hello and welcome back. Today, I want to introduce you to the concept of spiritual calories. Now, with all the hoopla surrounding fitness and nutritional considerations, diets, exercise routines, this word calorie often comes up, and it's something that's quite a bone of contention between people depending upon what camp they are in. What I've found over the years is that when you ask very basic questions, often people have no idea how to respond. So for example, I've had people make issue with me without my own initiation of said interaction about being 100% plant-based. And they'll say something to me like, well, you don't get enough calories, you know, on a 100% plant-based diet. And usually I ask, are you telling me that or are you asking me that? Because I've been doing this for a number of years and I seem to have no problems. But what I will do, if I decide to engage on that level of a conversation, which I rarely do, I'll ask people a simple question like, what is a calorie? And so I'm going to ask you, do you know what a calorie is? For all of the talk about what a calorie is, do you actually know what a calorie is? Very succinctly, can you say in a few words, a calorie is? Well, if you're not able to do that, you're not alone. But this should be some indication about really how much awareness you're bringing to what it is that you're eating and your eating habits. So I will tell you that a calorie is simply a unit of energy. That's all it represents, is a unit of energy. Everything that is consumed by the human body has a potential to generate a certain output, if you will. And so these calories are important for that reason, because there are certain foods that really are calorie dense, nutrient dense, meaning just a little bit gives you a lot in a good way. And there are other foods that have tons of calories, lots of calories, and are absolutely terrible for you, and in fact, draw your energy away. If you're wondering what those kind of foods are, you know, get in your car and just drive down any street, you know, in America or, you know, wherever you live, if you live in a Western country particularly. And most of those places that you see offering food, lots of calories, no energy, a lot of it empty nutrient-wise as well. So by analogy, I want you to kind of begin to think about spiritual calories. And as best we can probably say the only similarity between a calorie for the body that's, you know, generated by food is that the lack of spiritual calories will have an impact on you in many ways. And so whether you have a full stomach of calories of food that is not healthy for you, even though you have a full stomach, you have a couple of coins in the bank, you're able to pay your bills, there's something else that nags. There's something else that agitates. Something else that just doesn't seem right. And if you've ever been in this situation or know someone who has, then you're starting to turn towards the direction of understanding spiritual calories. Now, spiritual food, let's first start there so that we can understand the connection to spiritual calories. I ask you this question, how do you feed yourself spiritually? That is, in a given day, I want you to think right now, in a given day, how many spiritual calories do you think you're consuming versus burning? How many spiritual calories do you think you are consuming versus spiritual calories that you are burning? Now, you may say, well, I'm not quite sure yet what a spiritual calorie is, so I can't really answer that question. So let me probe a little bit deeper, a little bit further with this to help you out. Well, let's think in this way. Signs of spiritual malnutrition include anxiety, fear, anger, apprehension, perhaps even depression, envy, all of these types of what we would classify states, mind states, emotional states that actually throw not only the physical biology into a certain disharmony, but also the mind. And when this is not in harmony, when this is not being nourished, that is when the soul is not being fed spiritually. And by the soul, I'm simply using terminology that maybe many of you are familiar with. Soul, for those who are more scientific minded, you might think of the electromagnetic field of the body. Those of us who practice martial arts might call it chi. Perhaps some who are practitioners or followers of Buddhism might say the astral body or the energy body, and perhaps the same so in yoga. But the point is, we're talking about something in regards to spiritual calories that will not only impact the biology, but also impact something beyond that. Something that normal food calories simply will never be able to satiate or bring into harmony. So spiritual food then would be those types of thoughts. Listen, spiritual food are the thoughts, the words and the deeds that lead to the opposite effect of those things that I just mentioned. What are those things that you say, that you think, and that you do that produce peace, compassion, selflessness, love, joy, and bliss, contentment, equanimity? This is what spiritual food, if you are in fact eating that, quote unquote, will produce. Now the question is, are you doing that? And how would you know? What are some of the things that one can do to feed oneself spiritually? Well, fortunately, there are innumerable things that one can consider, not the least of which are some simple things related to the biology, like getting proper sleep, proper exercise. But more importantly, More effective would be things like, if you're able to, fasting, chanting, prayer, charitable acts, doing things for other people with no expectation of getting anything back, not even a thank you. In the Chan tradition, we talk about this being the concept of no giver, no gift, and no recipient. Can you give from that place? Probably not. This is why we're talking about spiritual calories. If you lack the spiritual nutrients to act and think and speak in such a way that you will produce these higher levels of consciousness, these deeper and more subtle and stable states of emotional and psychological stability, then it all changes if you're able to do that. So I'm introducing to you as a concept, spiritual calories. It's a real thing. It's something that probably is not within your awareness, but now I have introduced this to you. And I want you to start to begin to think, well, what can I begin to implement into my life that will provide me with these spiritual calories and nutrients that I've been missing? What can I do? I've given you a list of several things. I'm not going to go into details now about how you should do each one of those. In fact, I'm going to invite you to investigate, explore, try out some of these different things because, quite frankly, as I believe with the human body, there's certain foods that one person may eat that may not have the same result as it would with another, depending upon a number of factors, not the least of which is one's state of consciousness. And so I will just mention one of the aspects that I just brought up, and that is fasting. Most often, when people fast, it's because of something having to do with the physical body. Perhaps maybe it's a short overnight fast. You're supposed to only drink water and take some medication because you're having a surgery or some type of medical procedure. Other people may fast because they're trying to lose weight and many other types of things related to the physical body. But I can tell you, those are the most challenging types of fast to do. That is, those that are not related to spiritual development. Myself, I have never to date engaged in any fasting for the purpose of trying to lose weight or anything related to fitness. Never, not one time. And I have done a great deal of fasting in my life. I've done short fasts that last 48 hours to 72 hours. I've done many, many 30-day fasts, dry fasts from sunset to dawn. Many, many fasts. But they were never for purely physiological reasons. And that's not to say that I wouldn't in the future engage in a fast for physical reasons, but that would be more likely because I'm trying to deal with an illness of some sort. Thankfully, that has not been a part of my experience. I've maintained really good health. But I offer up fasting to you as maybe the first place that you investigate. Again, in today's times, you'll hear about intermittent fasting and, you know, all these different kind of fasting, but it's all related to the biology. That's not spiritual food. You won't get spiritual calories out of that. You may get some other benefit out of that. But what I mean to say is that when we do anything where we're seeking to evolve and to grow spiritually, intentions matter most. You can take two people, both fasting, let's say 10 days, and one is fasting because they're trying to make weight for a sports team, and another is fasting to get in touch with true compassion for other beings. Their experience will be totally different for a number of reasons, not the least of which the intention behind the fast. And so I want you to understand that the connection to spiritual calories is through intentions. It all starts there. When you have the mindset that I am intending to do this for a spiritual purpose, such as deepening compassion, connecting with others, silencing the mind, the chatter, then what comes back will be so nutrient dense. It's amazing. And these spiritual calories, unlike the normal food calorie, which is burned up every day, these can last a lifetime. You cultivate these spiritual calories, and I tell you, when the right cause and conditions emerge, that spiritual food will do what it needs to do for you. It will change everything for you. And the more we eat from this spiritual buffet, the more calories we'll have. And none of these calories are empty. None of these calories are unhealthy. This is what I want you to remember from this first introduction to spiritual calories, that they are based on intentions and that they have a lifespan possibility that is unlike any food calorie you would ever, ever consume. It's available to you at all times, but you have to have the awareness along with a certain level of discipline to take part of it, to benefit from it. This must be a conscious activity. It cannot be like unconscious eating. Everything related to spiritual calories must be done with intention and complete awareness. And if you do that, I assure you that many of the afflictions that you may feel every day on the emotional, psychological level will all but vanish or be so significantly diminished that with just a little bit more spiritual calories in your experience, they will be eliminated. If you like some help with this, I encourage you to join Pink Lotus Sangha. This is an online spiritual community that I am beginning. We will be starting in August. And the purpose of this is solely for you to get spiritual calories and spiritual nutrients. Get spiritual food. That's it. And so the types of things that I've mentioned here, and many I have not, will be part of those group gatherings. So I invite you to go to Plant Power Buddhist, get the information, and you can sign up there. Until next time, peace and blessings.